Dead or alive, you are coming with me.
Idiot! I'm sitting on a gold mine!
Don't make me smack you, sweetheart. I'll do it.
Taking paws off me, you damn dirty ape! This town needs an enema!
This most non-heinous.
Welcome to Comic-Cons, a geek podcast for the rest of us. But who are the rest of us? The people that don't take this shit that seriously. And by this shit, I mean the stuff that I'm going to be talking about today. All of it, whether it's DC, Marvel, Blue Beetle, Captain Marvel, Avengers 4, Endgame. My name is Nick Stevens. I'm your host. And with me today, a special guest that I'm about to call because I couldn't do it alone. You know, he couldn't make it down here to the garage and be here in the flesh. But guess what we do? In moments like this, when we want to just wax rhapsodically with a friend, we reach out and we touch someone. So what am I going to do? I'm going to call Mr. James fucking Powell. And here we go.
Standing by for a public announcement.
Oh, shit.
What's happening?
Oh, how you doing, man?
I'm doing fine. Just cutting bell peppers. That's it.
Oh, okay. You crying yet?
Tears are falling right now. Tears are falling.
Mm. Yeah. Do you have any goosebumps by any chance?
On the right at the tip top of my butt crack right now. That's where the goosebumps are. Well, it's chilly outside too, but goosebumps from that trailer. Right? You're talking goosebumps from that trailer, right?
Oh, what trailer would that be, sir? Would that be the Avengers 4 Endgame?
Endgame.
Oh,
yes.
My God.
Shit.
You're gonna have to put the bell peppers down for a second, buddy. Can you tell the people at home listening just what the fuck happened today?
Well, we know that Tony is floating somewhere in space right now, and there's nobody in space that's going to help him out. That's the saddest thing I've ever seen in my life. He's the castaway in space right now.
Oh my God! From the start of the trailer, when he turns the mask on and he's calling Pepper Potts, you know, and this is the end. This is the end. Every journey has an end. Oh my God!
And he looks beaten down.
Oh yeah.
Too. He looks beaten down. Thanos put that whooping to him very, very well.
Yeah.
It's bad.
He's floating through space. Then we see Steve Rogers crying, like a tear rolling down his face.
A clean shave, Steve Rogers.
A clean shave. He shaved the beard. He came out of hiding.
Clean shave. That's what fucked everything up in the beginning. He shouldn't have had that beard.
Oh, you didn't like that beard?
I didn't like it on him. I didn't like that nomad look.
Okay, all right.
I wasn't with it.
Man. And then we saw the scarecrow, and we saw the Thanos scarecrow with the armor, you know? And
so Thanos is still doing his Green Acres thing. and obviously he can't watch Bang Bros because his hand is fucked up right now.
No.
So
he can't lock himself away and have a little alone time with that.
No, he can't go to the hub tonight. No.
He would mangle. I mean, I'm sure he's got a hawk of a fucking cock, you know what I'm saying, because he's Thanos. But, I mean, even with that being said, I mean, that glove, that gauntlet, I wouldn't want that anywhere near my guy.
So, So here's my thing. So is it completely gone? Is the gauntlet gone?
I thought it was on his hand when he was walking through the fields. I mean, they didn't show us a lot of Thanos.
Okay, I gotta go back. I thought it was just a naked hand.
No, I think it was like a mangled gauntlet. I think it was like all beaten up and shit from the snap.
Okay. From the snap. Okay. I gotta go back and look. I only looked at the trailer once. I didn't want to.
Oh man.
Just keep overanalyzing.
Oh, I watched it at least six times. At least six times.
God.
Because I didn't know it was gonna come out that early. I thought it was gonna drop today, but then you text me. And you were like, "You're what? This is how I found out the trailer came out today, kids."
I woke up to it because, like, I wasn't expecting anything. Then I hit Twitter, and then there it was, 30 minutes, just newly released, and I see Tony talking to the helmet.
I get a text from you saying, "How the hell did Scott get out of the quantum realm?"
Who let Scott out? That's the main thing. Who let Scott out?
That's the burning question. That's the number one question, my man.
I'm saying Strange, Nick. I'm saying Strange.
Yeah.
Strange had something to do with that.
That's thinking he's theory. Like, he's okay, so Ant-Man and the Wasp ends. He's in the quantum realm, and then he gets a visit from Strange because Strange didn't really go to Dust or Paprika or right. whatever the hell it was. He just visits him right. in that realm. I like it.
Right.
I like it. Well, I told right. you my theory already about how, you know, he's in on it, you know. He's in on it somehow. In terms of, because he said the word himself, this is the end, we're in the end game now, you know? And then we get that trailer title.
Damn it. I didn't even catch that. You just said that.
Yeah, yeah, goddamn right. Man. And we see Scarlett Johansson in there, looking beautiful as ever, and she's...
Yeah, she's still hot. She's still
oh
hot.
Oh, my God. And then we see fucking Ronan. We get to see Ronan. And
for explain that to me. What is that? Like, usually, like I said, I don't know too much about this Marvel universe.
Okay, so Ronan is the alter ego that Hawkeye eventually takes over. So he quits being Hawkeye. It's kind of like Robin quitting and being Nightwing. Hawkeye quits being Hawkeye and goes to Japan and fights Yakuza as Ronan, basically. And actually, that was in the invasion with the Skrulls. He comes out as Ronan. They're like, "Who are you?" And he takes his mask off. I was like, "Clint," you know, and it's him. And he's like, got a sword. And he's like, fucking people up in Japan. And I think that's where he is when Black Widow sees him in that clip we see.
It looks that way because there was a lot of lights going on around him.
He looks ice cold too, doesn't he?
Yeah, I never knew.
He looks badass, and I heard the rumor, but man.
So as Ronan. Has he stopped using the bow and arrow and just went straight to samurai? Or
that's a great question. I mean, he can still hit things with, you know,
right, he still
crazy.
Has to equalize
right, more. Right, right, right. He still has that precision.
Guys.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
I mean, I never thought they could make a lame character like that intriguing, and I think they're doing that with a lot of these characters in this trailer.
I'm just thinking about it. Is a Hawkeye better than an eagle eye?
You know, I don't really know. I mean,
you don't really know. I mean, Eagle Eye. I feel like Eagle Eye. You know, you can see more shit. I don't know. I think Hawks just—they chase chickens, right? I don't know.
But I don't know. Hawks grab shit lower to the ground, and so they have to be like they have to have an eye for small. I mean, they grab small.
But don't they both grab children? I think they both grab children and sheep and goats.
Holy shit!
I don't know.
Children.
Only reason I said that because I got to watch an Animal Planet a day ago, and they were trying to rob an eagle of some eggs in Alaska. Man. So that's how come I'm like I'm all eagle.
You weren't watching The Rescuers Down Under, you know? No, anybody?
You know what? That was a golden eagle. Though.
It was. It was.
That was a big ass bird.
And that boy rode that eagle too.
He rode that. So here's my theory.
Yeah.
I feel like I've been telling everybody I know. I feel like Captain Marvel is gonna save Tony in space. What you think?
I fucking like that. You know what I was thinking? I was watching Kevin Smith today, and Kevin Smith's theory is because Tony's like, there's no rescue. And, you know, there's a rumor going on that we're going to see Pepper Potts in that Iron Man rescue armor. And he's thinking, his theory is that Pepper Potts is going to fly up into space in the rescue armor and save Tony.
How deep can that armor go? I mean, he's deep.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I know. It's just a theory. But I like yours way better.
Oh, okay. Okay. Because that's the only thing I can think of. Because in the trailer, I didn't see anybody.
Oh, there was nobody. Know, there was, I mean, I didn't.
There's no way out there to give him a bowl of soup.
No, nobody.
There's nobody.
I mean, I didn't even see Rocket Raccoon's ass floating around.
No, and then like Thor has on his winter gear. I don't think he's going to do too much.
Yeah, he didn't look like he was getting ready to go out of the house anytime soon. You know?
No. He didn't. And then the other thing did we see Bruce in the trailer?
We saw a little bit of Bruce Banner just standing there looking sad when Scott Lang's MIA. You know, they think he's gone. They think, and you know, Peter Parker's gone. I saw Suri was up on the thing. I didn't realize she faded away. I mean, I knew Black Panther got it, but
right. I didn't know she faded away
because her face is on the thing. So I was assuming. I don't know.
Really?
Yeah, I don't know. I watched like six times.
I knew she was still in the. I thought she was still in the palace or something.
Yeah, so did I. I know that Danai Gurira. I can't remember the actual character name. I just know the actress from Michonne. I know she's still alive.
Okay. Yeah, because I don't know. You said Gurira.
Yeah, isn't that her like last Eddie? Name?
Like Eddie.
Danai Gurira. Am I saying it wrong? Michonne.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck you said. I think you're talking about a wrestler. I think you're talking about Eddie Guerrero.
I'm getting over a cold too, so my pronunciation isn't as crisp as I want it to be.
Latino East.
Yeah. Danai Gurira. I don't know. I am probably butchering it. Michonne. Oh, Michonne. Well. Michonne is still alive.
There we go. We go with Michonne. And then the other thing, we didn't really see. I guess we'll see it later. Like an actual maybe upcoming battle. We didn't even see like an upcoming fight anywhere in that.
No, nothing. Nothing. There's that one scene where he like closes his locket. Steve Rogers has a locket with what's her name?
Right.
Oh my God. Girl. What the hell's her name? Linda Carter? Carter? Hey, man, Agent Carter?
Oh, yeah.
Peggy Carter. Hey. He closes the locket and Black Widow's like, this is going to work. And Steve Rogers says, I know it will because I don't know what I'm going to do if it doesn't. Oh.
But I didn't get that either. He's still thinking about Peggy at this point. I thought he'd already got the booty from, her niece.
Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, it was a good, solid resting point in Civil War, but you're right. I mean, it ain't like he hasn't been laid in.
I don't think he has been laid since.
Half the universe has been wiped out, so maybe just put the locket away for now and get your mind on it.
Will that kill your joy right there? I mean, half the universe gone, but every now and then, you gotta let one go.
You gotta let one go. I don't know, man. A lot of heart, a lot of dark themes here. A lot of heartstrings being pulled.
It was very dark, right. It was sort of like the, like after the funeral type environment, you know?
Yeah. Okay. Damn.
But my thing is, how the fuck did Scott get out?
I don't know, man.
Nobody knew. Nobody could.
You think he found? You think he found something in the quantum realm, and you know?
Well, that's what my friend on Facebook said. He said he's giving Scott the benefit of the doubt that Scott is low key genius and he found a way out.
Yeah, I'm not buying it.
But I mean, if what's the?
Because the original Ant-Man was a genius.
Yeah.
And his wife couldn't get out, and she was a genius. Scott's a thief, you know, but he ain't, you know, he's no Bruce Banner.
I never saw no big brains on Scott, so.
I know we're going to get time traveling this motherfucker.
You think time travel's going to happen?
Oh, I know it's going to happen.
But how? Where do we see time travel happen? And what?
I think Scott Lang is going to find something in the quantum realm that he's going to be able to introduce to Bruce Banner, and Bruce Banner's going to somehow use it to travel back in time. Because time stops in the quantum realm, remember?
But why Bruce Banner, though?
Because Bruce Banner is the only smart guy left in their crew that's going to be able to like turn into some kind of like time traveling device. And they're going to be able to go back in time. I mean, it's a stretch, but it's my theory.
Yes, okay. It's not bad. Because, literally, there's no one else.
And I got a question for you. Remember when, so Infinity War ended and Nebula and Stark were the only survivors on that planet, on Titan. And we saw a quick glimpse of Nebula.
Right.
So that means her and Tony are in that ship together.
Making sweet love.
I mean, he wouldn't have left her behind, right? I mean, because it looked like he was Star-Lord's ship.
Yeah, it looked like they're both on the ship.
And so when she's touching, is that him she's touching or is that like something else she's touching, like that hand? I don't know.
Caught that. I didn't know what she was touching.
I feel like that was she was touching his shoulder, because maybe she doesn't need oxygen the way he does, or maybe she, like, did she die, you think? Or
I mean, but was it the suits? Maybe it was the suits.
Oh, yeah, like missing Gamora or some shit.
Right.
Yeah. Damn, man. See, you know, we could talk about this all goddamn night.
Oh, yeah, I keep going, because, my main thing, I just really would like to know how Scott got out.
We would all like to know how Scott got out the quantum realm. Email us at comicconspodcast@gmail.com if you have any theories on that. God damn. Did you catch that Captain Marvel trailer?
I caught the Captain Marvel trailer.
And she looks amazing, huh?
She looks amazing, but will she be able to do something against Ivan Ooze? We'll never know. Oh.
You know? She looks great.
Like, even the Skrulls are fucking talking about you're not ready for what's coming. So even back then,
yeah, that's a good point.
That he was coming with the pain. So,
but you know what I like? I like how this doesn't look like your stereotypical origin movie. It looks like it's different. It looks like there's a couple of twists and turns in this one.
It does, cause like I never knew. Like I said, I don't know anything about Captain Marvel. This Captain Marvel, I didn't know she was Kree. I didn't.
Yeah, in this version, Carol Danvers is a pilot, and she is trained by Kree warriors. But it looks like the Kree might not be who they say they are, because you notice like Ronan, the Accuser's in the mix, and so is Korath. You know, Jaimin, give us free Hansu. You know, and he's in the mix, and it's like, wait a minute, we saw these guys in Guardians, and these guys are bad dudes, and yet they're here.
Bad, right?
So I think there's gonna be more than meets the eye. You know what I mean? I don't think Jude Law is who he says he is. I think these guys there might be some twists and turns with that, and she might. And there's a theory also saying that she might even be a Skrull, you know, because she's got like green blood, you know, in the.
I saw all the injections happening.
Yeah, and then what's his name? Ben Mendelsohn's like, would you like to know what you really are? You know, and you're like, oh shit. I just pour over these trailers and I just dig and dig. You know?
Man, yeah, it's looking good so far. I can't wait to see how all this stuff unfolds, especially with Captain Marvel. So.
I hope there's some 90s music in it. If it's in the 90s, I need some 90s music in it.
I mean, again, how far back in the 90s are they going? Like early 90s or are they going like mid 90s?
I don't know. I just saw Blockbuster. That's all I know.
Yeah, okay. Okay.
Let me ask you this. I got a friend who says he can't stand Brie Larson's voice. He heard, like, he wants to see the movie. He's excited about it. But he's like, you know, I just can't stand her voice. Her voice is too light. It's too squeaky clean. Like, I need a deep, sultry voice, like a Charlize Theron or something. Like, how do you feel about Brie Larson's voice, Captain Marvel's voice?
I mean, but what previous movie has she been in? I could have sworn I've seen her in another movie before. And she had, like, I thought she was in, like, some kind of, like shoot 'em up type flick.
She was.
She was, like, the innocent one. But if anybody can think of that movie, I think that was her in that movie, but... Even, she looked pretty badass, and she sounded, you know, like that innocent. She's trying to hide her innocence, but underneath it all, she's really a badass. But I don't have no problem with her. I think she's okay for what's about to happen. I don't know if she's gonna be perfect yet. We gotta wait to see that movie.
Oh man, I'm stoked. I'm all in. All my chips are in.
I mean the suit and that fucking mask. Like I said, it looks badass.
It looks bad. I mean, and I love her voice. I mean, what do you want? Do you want to? A Demi Moore a la G.I. Jane suck my dick voice, you know?
I mean, everybody's in love with that Godot.
Yeah, they love that Godot.
That Godot.
Bruce, don't do it. Don't, you can't do this, Bruce.
Oh my God.
Oh, man.
She's wonderful. She's beautiful. Jesus.
I know you follow her on that IG, because I do too.
I definitely do.
And I know you like it, the same shit I do.
Oh, yeah. Mm. Men on men action.
Hey, while I got you on the phone, you want to talk about some news?
I know you heard that. Yeah, let's go with the news.
Okay.
Let's talk some news, then.
How you feel about this? Venom 2 and Morbius, the living vampire, arriving in 2020. Bam.
I remember Morbius from the 90s Spider-Man
cartoon.
Now, is he like the knockoff version of Blade, or I mean,
he's a vampire.
He takes plasma instead of blood, right?
I think there is something like that. I don't really know. I don't really know that much about him.
He takes plasma and he has the suction on his hands, right? Is that he doesn't bite people. He lays paws on them.
Is that what it is? He like absorbs their energy?
He absorbs the plasma or something. I remember that from the cartoon. Huh. That's the last thing I knew about some Morbius.
Well, apparently Jared Leto is playing him, and we're gonna see.
Oh my God.
That we're gonna see that in 2020, along with another Venom movie, which I like the first Venom. I love that it's done
so
like.
Is it more than what I thought it was? It sold a hell of a lot, and I didn't think
it crushed the box office. Good. Yeah,
I didn't think it was that good.
No, I mean I didn't either. I thought it was fun, you know. But we're getting another one. I don't know, you know. I mean, it reminded me of like the mid 2000s comic book movies, like the old Daredevil. You know, it reminded me of that style of comic book movie. You know.
I mean, no, don't get me wrong. I love the Venom voice. The Venom voice was hilarious.
Yeah, yeah.
But so Morbius, huh? And then we'll still see that carnage from Woody Harrelson, hopefully.
Yeah, I guess Sony's going to try to expand their own little mini Spider-Man universe, and they're doing it with these other side characters instead of just making a Spider-Man movie.
Morbius, huh?
Yeah, yeah.
Hmm.
Get ready for that.
Even with Spider-Man, I just saw the other day that that Jake is ready for his Mysterio.
Oh, yeah. I saw that. I saw that post.
Getting ready for his Mysterio run. I can't wait for that. I think
that's gonna be good. Yeah, it's gonna be good, man. Yeah. How you feel about a new Star Wars series about Diego Luna's character from Rogue One, Cassian Andor?
You gotta remind me of that character.
He's the guy that. I mean, everybody dies in Rogue One, but he dies on the beach with Homegirl. He's the Mexican Han Solo. Wait, what?
You mean the guy you look like? The one I said you look like that you remember?
Yeah, they're giving him his own live-action show on the new Disney app when it comes out.
I mean, he looks like he had some pretty wild adventures prior to dying, you know, in Rogue One.
I mean, I certainly had some wild adventures before I met you. That's for damn sure.
I know that. I'm still waiting for the tall tales to come.
Well, let me tell you. I went to that transvestite bar the other night and got me a handful of it.
Oh, man.
And by other night, I mean circa 2001.
Oh.
And the world was afraid and on edge.
I'm thinking, oh, Thursday?
right up the way?
Yeah, you had time like that?
Oh, my God.
Oh, man. I didn't know that. I didn't catch that.
You didn't run with me when I was ripping and running, you know? But you were around when I was ripping and running. You know.
Oh, I thought you were just ripping.
Oh, God.
So he's going to have the series on the new Disney app, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man. They're taking away all that good stuff.
Yeah, they are. Yeah, because they're doing a Rocket and Groot show.
They're going to resurrect all those Marvel shows.
I don't think they are, man.
It doesn't make sense.
I think they're just going to do their own damn thing and then sever ties. Mm. Cause you know it's Disney. I think they're gonna go light. Like they might be some dark shit, but like even the Avengers, when it gets dark, it doesn't really get that dark. Like people die when they come back.
Man, Disney's been doing some dark shit, man. I was watching A Wrinkle in Time with my little girl, and I thought it was all carefree and shit, but that shit turned into like Conjuring type stuff, man.
Really?
I wasn't expecting that from Oprah.
I never read the book, so I don't know, and I haven't seen the movie, so I don't know.
It's definitely a good movie. Like the graphics are outstanding, but
yeah,
I didn't think it was gonna be like dark like that. It's like never ending story type dark stuff.
Because she goes after her dad, right? Like she's looking for her dad, right?
She's going after Kirk. Yeah.
Oh man.
I mean, will he always be Captain Kirk, or will he be like other characters? I don't feel like he'll be Kirk.
You're right. He's always going to be Kirk, man. Just like Chris. Chris Hemsworth will always be Thor.
Oh, he'll never get rid of that.
Like they're fucked. Like Chris. Chris Evans could can leave Captain America behind and do other shit one day.
You think so?
I think so. I think so.
I don't think so. I think people are going to keep calling his ass Captain America.
No, because I think him and Tony Stark. I think him and, I just proved your point. I think him and Robert Downey Jr. are versatile actors enough. Like, I mean, they're all good actors, but I think that they've done enough crazy roles. Chris Evans did that Snowpiercer movie, and it was great. You know?
Really?
Yeah. Because really? All he has to do is put the all he has to do is all he has to do is put the beard on.
God, that's horrible! It was so horrible.
You didn't like that movie?
It was so horrible.
I love that movie.
Oh my God.
I thought it was dope.
I see you like it. I mean, it was great, didn't it?
Yeah.
It did great.
Yeah.
It was just a horrible movie.
Okay. All right. Speaking of horrible ideas, Shang-Chi, are you stoked on that at all?
Again, I have no clue.
I don't either. I was hoping you knew because you like the Kung Fu.
I didn't even bother to do research because I'm like, where the fuck they dig him up from?
Because I've never heard
of an Asian superhero.
I've never heard of him at all. The only one I knew of was Iron Fist, and he's not even Asian.
And he's not even Asian. Right. I never knew about this guy.
So Shang-Chi's like a Bruce Lee.
Of course he is. I mean, who else is
I mean, be? And then they made him up in the 60s, I guess, to kind of like, or 70s, to kind of emulate the whole Bruce Lee thing, because everybody was like obsessed with Bruce Lee at the time.
So is Marvel like digging right now? Because I think I told you this before. After this run with Avengers and stuff, I think they're going to be scrambling, man.
You think so?
I think they're going to be scrambling.
You think so?
Because who the fuck is Shang Tsung? Is it Shang Tsung or Shang-Chi?
Shang-Chi. Shang Tsung is Mortal Kombat.
Okay. Shang-Chi.
I was really banking on...
And then now you're telling me Venom is going to come with Morbius? Who wants to see Morbius?
I don't know, man.
I think they're gonna be scrambling, and now and then this is the time where DC has to step up, man.
Well, we got more on that in a little bit. I'll get to that in a second.
Oh, okay, alright.
Daredevil canceled. Do you give a shit?
Yes.
Oh, really?
I love that Matt Murdock.
Yeah, me too. Don't get me wrong, but I was kind of
a great Matt Murdock.
He was a great Matt Murdock, but I think I was ready for it to end. You know.
No, you wasn't.
I mean, that last season was good. Dude, the last season was good, but they drag, man.
You know
they drag. You know those episodes drag.
They did not. I was with them the whole time.
You watched that whole episode about Karen Page?
Now, when you say that.
You fast forward to that motherfucker.
When you say that, just because I think she's hot, I stuck with her.
Oh, damn. Well, good for you.
But.
So you're blown that it got canceled.
I am blown because I love that Matt Murdock character.
He is good.
He's like, he did what Bale did for Batman. Like,
yeah.
You know, the Bruce Wayne and then this, his last name is
Charlie
Cox.
Charlie Cox, yeah. Cox.
Charlie Cox. Like, no, I was about to go, you know who I was about to go with? I was about to go with my man Ronnie.
Ronnie Cox.
Oh, Dick Jones.
Dick Jones!
But yeah, I hate it. I really stepped into this Netflix Marvel series with Daredevil, and now he's gone. And I feel like they had more villains to give him.
Yeah.
They had more villains, and they're holding on to Jessica and Punisher right now. Come on.
Yeah, you're right. I don't know, man.
Like hostages.
It's good. Don't get me wrong. I think it's the best one. It's definitely my favorite out of all the shows. And I love Charlie Cox, Matt Murdock. You're absolutely right. Vincent D'Onofrio's Kingpin, fantastic.
Right.
And that fucking prison scene, that prison escape scene in season 3, holy fucking shit.
And they give you that.
Every season they give you something.
That first season, that hallway scene.
Oh, God.
Eating ass.
And he's getting classic. And he was getting hit, too. And like falling down and getting up.
He kept getting up. I was like, God. Damn,
you love
really wants to do good.
You love those shots. Like, you love any scene, like ever since the Bane and Dark Knight scene. Like, you love any scene where it looks like real choreographed
real
fighting.
Cut the music. Let me hear some grunts. You know, shit. Ooh. I want to hear that.
Ooh. Huh? What?
Those are perfect fight scenes.
Well, you're pretty perfect to me.
I am. I am. Mm. A specimen. Perfect cut for you too later.
A specimen. Hey, man, look, I know that you and I have some controversy going on when it comes to Black Panther, but how do you feel about it being nominated
for
being best picture?
There's no controversy. You just have a problem with Black. Huh?
How do you, look, you remember when you and I first, we reviewed this movie, and we both were like, it's fine, like, right? Like, it's a good movie, right?
It's definitely a good movie.
Right, but it wasn't like, remember we weren't like, holy fucking shit. Like, it didn't blow our minds, per se. You know what I mean? Like, it was good. Right?
No, you're right. Because it didn't.
But it's a solid good movie. Like, it's a solid good movie. But now it's being nominated for Best Picture in Golden Globes. So how do you feel about that? I wanted to get your take on that.
But isn't it worth that? I mean, and I believe what the Golden Globes are doing is they're looking at cultural impact of Black Panther. I mean, aside from that, I mean, it was pretty cut and dry. It was Lion King, you know, 2018.
Right, but it did have a cultural impact, and I'm thinking, and I'm thinking that along with Crazy Rich Asians is one of the reasons why we're getting Shang-Chi, you know,
right?
Which is not a bad thing. I mean, it's not a bad thing. It's just like I said, I just don't know who the fuck he is.
I don't either.
You know,
I don't either. And. Staying with Black Panther, have you seen Creed 2?
No, Panther? I haven't.
No, all right. Now just for
you said it's better than the first one.
It's better than the first one, but from what I've seen from Creed 2 and Black Panther, I feel like now Marvel should have chose Michael Jordan to be Black Panther.
Oh, damn.
I think he could have gave Black Panther more life.
Because
in Creed 2, I got goosebumps.
Yeah.
For this guy. And he didn't have no powers. All he had was some fucking boxing gloves.
Yeah.
And some shorts, and he was fighting this big ass Russian again.
But he got huge.
It was good inspiration, and he brought life to it. Whereas, I don't really get that from Chadwick, man. I told you that before. Chadwick was kind of dry, man.
He's a dry dude.
And I think Michael Jordan should have been Black. I was going to say Black Marvel. Is he a hero? But
Black Marvel.
Black Marvel. Is that a hero? I think that's a hero.
It's probably right up there with Living Tribunal. You know.
you love that guy. I know you love.
Ever since you popped it, man. You know, Michael B. Jordan, dude. He is solid, and I think he's. The fact that he can do good and bad and still make you really like him, like that's hard. That's hard. I mean, that's a hard feat to pull off, you know?
Like, people after Black Panther, people were saying that fucking Killmonger was up there with fucking Joker. Like,
yeah,
that's
how
good of a job he was doing.
Well, he was the best Marvel villain. I will say that.
Right.
And just in terms of, like, well-rounded and, like, actually, like, developed, and it wasn't just like a, I'm going to destroy the universe. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
mm-hmm.
He's like, no, I just want what's mine, you know? But I mean, Chadwick, like, this is going to sound fucked up, but every time I look at Chadwick, all I see is payback. Ow! Hit me. You know what I mean?
All I see is James Brown.
Because he crushed that role. He was so good in that role as James Brown. I feel like he was a little too good as James Brown. I always
call him Jackie Robinson.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, good call.
I call him Jackie Robinson. I thought he did good at Jackie
that,
Robinson.
That was the first movie I saw him in.
You're right. He did do good at James Brown, but I just see Jackie Robinson.
Oh, man, when he's beating on Jill Scott. Mm.
And those
titties are popping out that Santa Claus. Oh, God damn.
Don't let me find out you've been watching some Jill Scott microphones.
Damn. She might be a big girl, but damn.
Oh, no.
Damn.
I never knew you had that BBW injection.
Yeah, I get the injection every now and then, you know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
You know? How do you feel about a Blue Beetle movie in the DC Universe?
Dude, when they announced that, I just pray they just get it right. I've been waiting for a Blue Beetle for so long, ever since I really saw him brought to life in, like, Injustice. What's the cartoon?
Young Justice.
Young Justice. I'm going to say Injustice. I'm thinking about the video game. And Young Justice.
Oh, yeah.
And seeing his powers, and he has, the Blue Beetle has a good backstory, too, of how,
yeah.
I think, what is his name?
Jaime Rivera?
Jaime Rivera. Yep.
I like that it's that the technology tries to kill, you know what I mean? And that it's not, right. it's not inherently good, you know what I mean? So I like that whole thing. It's kind of like the whole Venom thing, like, it's not.
It is. Yeah, you're exactly right. It is.
It's and like, that could be cool. That could be cool if they explore that, right?
But I don't think, the only thing about the Scarab does actually talk like the symbiote.
Right, the Scarab, right.
It sends like little signals to Jaime's brain, and then he talks back to it like that.
It's kind of like the lantern ring, right?
Right, it's sort of like the lantern ring.
Yeah.
Right.
But dude, like, I want him to be like a Tom Holland, like a young guy. Like, I don't want him to be like an older Hispanic guy. Like, I want him to cast young.
He should be like a Tom Holland anyway, because Jaime is going to be a teenager. Regardless.
Right. That's what I want him to do. I don't want him to fuck around and do like an older guy.
Right.
Yeah.
I hope not. Then it's just over with. I mean, they fucking come with George Lopez in that blue uniform. Something's wrong.
But I can't breathe. Dude, you said it earlier, though, that this is DC's time to stand up. And, like, now DC's not even announcing Batman or Superman movies. Like, they've scrapped those. And
no, they do.
And now they're doing a Zatanna, a Supergirl, and a Batgirl movie.
That's it.
Like,
no more Superman and Batman movies. No more. So, unless you come with Beyond.
So you're in it. Beyond. So you're on board.
I'm on board. No more Superman.
You're okay with all the side characters. Like, just give us... Okay.
That's what was wrong.
I like it.
You get tired of fucking seeing Superman starting over every time.
Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
And you get tired of seeing the Waynes get killed every time.
I don't know.
You get tired of seeing Thomas and Martha dying it out.
Yeah.
So now it's time for those sidekicks. Why do you think? And then even you see how well Titans
is doing
in DC Universe.
It's so good. Titans is probably my favorite comic book adaptation I've ever seen. And on a show. Like, it's the best, dude. Like, I love every single, and I don't know if it's because they're making us wait every week, so we're not able to binge it. You know, and so that kind of builds the suspense a little bit, but like, the actors are great, the characters are great. We meet all these different characters. There's action in every single fucking show. I mean, that Asylum episode when they're breaking out of the Asylum, I don't know how far along you are, but
I'm not far along at all.
Dude, I've been crushing it. It's so good.
I have to do it.
Dude, Jason Todd shows up and he's great. He's all arrogant and cocky and shit.
Of course.
And Dick Grayson's just classic.
But you see how well that's doing it, and that's just a show. So
you're right. On a private subscribe network, or not even a network, but an app.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. So, like I said, I think the geekdom crowd has grown so much over the years that we can now say, all right, let's see other characters. We've seen Batman, Superman how many times? And
you might be right. You might be right. You're right. I think you're onto something.
I think Jason Momoa is gonna do great, man. I think Aquaman is gonna do great, man.
Yeah, me too.
I think Aquaman's gonna be great. He looks badass. He's hosting SNL. I gotta see that.
Are you gonna be able? Yeah, I want to see that too. Are you gonna be able to come down to the garage to do Aquaman? That's like the weekend right before Christmas.
We'll have to plan and see. Unless we can do some Captain Marvel shit and then move time forward, and we can see where I'm at.
Oh,
Hopefully the scrolls don't have me. We gotta do it, man. That Aquaman. Jeez.
Mm.
I mean, it's basically Black Panther, but fuck it. It's Aquaman. I don't give a damn. It's the Polynesian version
of
Black Panther.
Yeah. Well, I love it, man. I wish, you know.
I didn't know. Do we see Arthur's father?
Yeah, we do. Like in a flashback, we see him.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he's not Polynesian at all.
He looked kind of. He looked like he had a little bit of. Asian something?
Like, I thought it just looked like King Triton from Little Mermaid.
In the comics? Like,
No. You know, King Triton from the Little Mermaid.
Yeah. But the big white beard and everything?
Right.
No, I saw, well, we saw, I thought his father was a human. That's the whole thing. I thought, like, you know, Queen.
Yeah, I got it back.
Atlantia, yeah, but like.
Yeah, it's Nicole Kidman.
Yeah, Nicole Kidman's from the sea.
Right. I think his father was, and his father, Jango Fett?
Yeah, his father is Jango Fett. Yeah, good call.
His father.
So he might not have a little, I think he's actually from New Zealand. We've run into this before. He's a New Zealander.
We hit him up on Bar.
He's a Kiwi. Yeah.
Kiwi, that's right.
Yeah, because we had a hit back on that on Facebook.
Yeah. So yeah, he'll always be Jango Fett to me.
Of course he will. Why wouldn't he be?
Because I definitely don't remember his name from Barbed Wire.
No, but you remember watching Barbed Wire, though. That's all that matters.
No, I don't. I try not to. At least for the first 3 minutes, I remember that part. But other than that, I try not to remember.
It's all about those titties.
Yep.
So how do you feel, man? How do you feel about this movie, man, coming out? I mean, shit. We got 3-4 months. I mean, we got Captain Marvel first in March.
I mean, wait, slow. Hold your horses and your cocks. You got fucking Spider-Man next week, right?
Oh yeah, that's true. Yeah.
Come on, don't forget about good old Miles Morales.
I am excited about that.
Yeah.
36 years old. I don't give a fuck. I watch a cartoon movie.
Right. I want to go see Wreck-It Ralph right now.
Oh, I do want to see that.
I want to go see that right now. I'll be by myself. I mean, people think I'd be a sex offender, but who gives a fuck? I like Wreck-It Ralph.
Who gives a fuck? I mean, you like kids too, but why not?
Oh, no.
Wait, what? I mean, we love the kids. You know?
Yeah. We love kids.
Yeah.
We love kids.
James, I fucking love you, brother.
It's a good lineup coming. Can't wait. 2019 looks good.
It looks good, doesn't it?
Right. I mean, Wonder Woman ain't doing it. I mean, you got Joker 2019, right?
Yeah, it's right. October.
October. And then is Wonder Woman 2020? Yeah, she pushed it up.
She got pushed back.
Her sexy ass. Fuck her.
Is she so sexy? We got what is it? We got Captain Marvel. We got Avengers. We got.
Go ahead, hit that hurt. Wonder Woman talking to Bruce.
Don't do it, Bruce. You can't do this. You can't do this.
Man. Oh man, definitely got some tingling going on.
Oh yeah, make it tingle.
Oh yeah, that makes it tingle. That fake Israeli fighter right there.
Well, why don't I just put on my Wonder Woman costume and then drive on up to see you, buddy?
Oh man, are you gonna wear the headband? And everything?
Oh, I wear the headband, the skirt, the whole thing. I wear the lasso of truth. You throw it around me.
I want you to spin for me, baby.
I'll spin right on your big black cock. Wait, what? If anybody was wondering, yeah. If anybody was wondering at this point, it's yeah. We're done.
We're done.
Oh, shit.
Look, oh, my God.
James.
You're in the Wonder Woman costume spitting on somebody.
Somebody, not just anybody.
Oh my God.
The one, the only, horrible. The incomparable James Powell.
That's horrible. No. Oh God, no.
No.
Nick should not be in a Wonder Woman costume.
No, we're all, look, guys, folks, kids listening, we're all joking here. We've all just had a long day at the moon bases in Tahiti's, respectfully. And, you know, we're just waxing what we like to wax about. And that's the shit that doesn't matter, you know? Maybe I'll take some of that Wonder Woman shit out in post. We'll see. I'll see how it plays back. See how it sounds.
Oh, it sounds great. It sounds great.
Oh, James. James, don't do it. James, you can't do this. You can't do this, James.
She's so gorgeous. That's why it's so bad, because that's the only thing that's coming to mind. Fuck you. I'm not thinking about you in a Wonder Woman costume.
Oh, I know.
Trust me, you don't shave your legs.
I'm not offended.
You don't shave your legs.
No, I don't. But I would for you.
Oh, my God. With a chic razor, I'll shave your back.
James, look, man. thanks for letting me call you and chat it up with you, man.
We had to do it for that trailer, man.
We had to.
End game.
I am so excited. I mean, my huge heart on, you know?
I mean, all the way till you
need. I had to walk out my office, outside the building, and just watch it.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I just had to take a walk afterwards.
Was it epic? It wasn't that epic.
It wasn't that epic. It was just what they did was they showed us all the characters like in the aftermath, you know?
Oh.
And they have such a good product that they don't even need to like, you see my voice breaking up a little bit?
Yeah.
They don't even need to give us the big Michael Bay.
I don't even think we needed a trailer. All they needed to do was just say Avengers Endgame, April. That's it.
Yeah.
But they gave you this.
Yeah.
Because they know they're on the downslope. You know it and I know it. They're on the
downslope.
Damn,
you really think they're on the downslope?
They're on the downslope. Because nobody's going to give a fuck about Shang Tsung.
Shang-Chi. But what about Black Panther 2? I mean, he's got to come out with a sequel. Doctor Strange will have to have a sequel, and
It's like I said, man. People don't want to see Chadwick no more, man. They want to.
Really?
If we could resurrect Killmonger, that would be. I bet that he'll get better reviews.
You don't think the second Black Panther movie will do as well as the first one?
Because who was he going to fight?
I don't know. I don't know any villains.
I don't even know a Black Panther villain. He's probably just going to fight inner city crime like back in the '70s.
He might have to go back to the ghetto.
Yeah, because isn't that where he's from originally, though, Nick?
Black Panther goes to the ghetto, the ghetto. Black Panther goes to... Sorry. I was doing the... Because it's almost Christmas time, so I was doing the, you know...
It was Christmas time. Because that's the jungle I sing. Oh, Black Panther goes to the ghetto.
Oh, see. See, I was doing it more like a... Jingle bells, Batman smells, Black Panther goes to the ghetto. You know?
Oh, no.
No?
Oh, no. I'll give you that Sammy Davis version.
Give me that Sammy Davis version, and you'll be the song that plays us out.
That good old Black Panther goes to the ghetto.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
Play it again, Sam.
Play it again. James, I love you, man. Thanks for doing this. I'll holler at you.
All right.
Be good. Be safe.